My first slide has come up. Wonderful. Christmas. But the problem is that the Christ part often gets pushed aside, doesn't it? Don't you find that in the busyness? There is so much to do. Presents to be bought, cards to be written, decorations to be put up. I sometimes find it quite trying, quite honestly, and wish we had Christmas every 2 years instead of every year. I think that would be a far better arrangement, but I'm always shouted down in our house. But it's very easy for the essentials to be pushed aside. Now, I want some of you to help me decide whether the pictures that we're going to be looking at in a moment are real Christmas, that is what the Bible says about Christmas, or what shall we say, fake Christmas or phony Christmas, the stuff that isn't in the Bible, that isn't really part of the story. So we'll go through these pictures and try to decide which is real Christmas and which is kind of fake Christmas. They're things that happen, but they're not really part of the real Christmas story. So let's give it a go. Oh, that looks like a picture of the wise men, doesn't it? Is that real Christmas or phony Christmas? What do you think? Real Christmas. Okay, let's see if we can give it a thumbs up. We can. Wonderful. Let's have a look at another picture. Whoa, who's he? Who's he, do you think? Have you heard of a man called, an animal called Rudolph? Yeah, who had a bit of a shiny nose, a red nose. Part of the real Christmas story or not real? Fake or real? Fake story. Okay, let's see if we... Oh, he's got his thumbs down. Not part of the real Christmas. Let's try another one. Whoa! He's a familiar figure, isn't he? At this time of year. Is he part of the Bible story? No. Right, so he's phony, is he as well? So we better give him the thumbs down. Not real Christmas. But he's good fun, isn't he? And we always enjoy it. What about this one? Part of the real story or phony? Real Christmas? Yes, because what is it a picture of? A manger, an animal's feeding trough with hay in it, where they put the baby Jesus when he was born. So I think we can give him a thumbs up. He is really part, well, the manger is a real part of the story. Okay, let's have another look at another one. What do they look like? What are they? Can you see some animals? What are they? Sheep, indeed. And who are the people looking after them? Shepherds, that's right, yes. Part of the real story or phony story? Real story, give it a thumbs up. That, well, we just heard the story, haven't we? Direct from the Bible. Okay, let's have another. Christmas trees? Snowmen? Is it part of the Bible story? No. Phony Christmas. Very nice. Nice when it snows. Nice to have Christmas trees. Nice to be able to play in the snow. But not part of the real story. So we give him a thumbs down. Are there any more on my list of pictures? Whoa. Christmas pudding. Christmas food, turkeys, Christmas cake, chocolates, Christmas pudding, all those things. Are they part of the Bible story? No. No, they're not. They're phony Christmas as well. They're very real to us because we all enjoy those things, but not really part of the story. So, see if there's any more. Maybe there aren't. Oh, yes, there are. Who do you think those are? Mary and Joseph. Is that what you said? That's absolutely right. Mary and Joseph, pictured on their way to Bethlehem for the birth of the baby. Probably Mary would have ridden on a donkey. That's very much part of the story, isn't it? So, real Christmas, part of the Bible story. Thumbs up to that one. Any more? That was the last of my thumbs up and thumbs down pictures. Here we've got a picture of that manger, but with something else in it. And it's a crown made of thorns. Can you see the crown made of thorns? And this is a picture that reminds us that when Jesus came into the world, he came into the world because God loves each one of us. And he wanted us to know what God was like through Jesus. But more than that, he came into the world to die on the cross for our sins, for the things that we've done wrong, that we might be reconciled, made friends with God because Jesus died for us. So hovering over that lovely manger scene was always the shadow of the cross that lay ahead in Jesus' life. It was prophesied to Mary, wasn't it, that a sword would pierce her soul, indicating that she was going to face a really sad event in the life of this baby son who was born to her. But there's something else in this picture as well. Something that's kind of, it's on the floor, but it's shining. And I think that the person who created this image here, this picture here, was also telling us something else. Was also pointing us to the resurrection. The discarded grave clothes in the tomb. Because this picture reminds us that Jesus came amongst us because he loved us and was concerned for us. Jesus died for us because he loved us and was concerned for us. But in the end, he also rose from the dead and is with us today as a risen and living Saviour, if we invite him into our lives. The God who came for us, the God who died for us, the God who lives today in our lives. So may God bless you in making that discovery, every one of you, for yourselves. So the last picture simply says Christmas, and the very last one, Christ. He is the one whom it's all about and who can be personal to each one of us in our daily 21st century lives. We're going to have our final reading, and Karen's going to do this one, and it's that classic Christmas reading that we have. It doesn't say anything about the nativity really, but it comments on some of the theology of it all. It's the prologue to John's Gospel, about the Word becoming flesh and living among us.
So it's John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.